Okay, Parshas Vayechi begins with two visits to Yaakov. Yaakov is getting old, getting ready to die, and he's visited twice by his son Yosef. In the beginning of the Parsha, he's visited by Yosef. He calls Yosef because he wants him to swear that he won't bury, that Yaakov will not be buried in Mitzrayim. He wants Yosef to take him back to the land of Canaan, to Maras HaMachpelah, to be buried there together with Avram and Yitzchak. His herd describes that Yosef comes, Yaakov makes his request, Yosef swears, and at the end of that oath, Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh Hamita, that Yaakov bows, prostrates himself to the head of the bed. Rashi comments, why does Yaakov bow down towards the head of his bed, towards the top of his bed? So Rashi says, Shehashchina lemalo meroshosav shel chola, because the Shechina dwells at the head of the sick person. When a person is ill, the Shechina is at his head. And so therefore, Yaakov, sensing that, turned himself, Rashi says, Hafach atzmo letzad Shechina. He wanted to turn towards the Shechina. Yosef just agreed to bury him back in the land of Canaan. The Shechina is over his head, so he bows down towards the head of the bed where the Shechina is found. Two questions we have to address. Number one, the Maral asks, Yaakov's not really sick yet. This first episode begins with the phrase "Vayikrevu Yemei Yisrael Lamus." It came close for Yaakov's days at the end of his days. It came time for him to die. The next episode, immediately after this pasuk of Yaakov bowing at the head of the bed, after Yosef agrees to bed, the next pasuk says "Vayihi Achar Advarim Ha'Eila." It was after these, after this. Need the exact pasukim. After this episode, they told Yosef, look, your father is sick. Come for a bracha. And he takes his two sons, the second episode, Ephraim and Menashe, to his father Yaakov to get a bracha. So if he first gets sick before the second episode, he wasn't really sick in the first episode. He was getting old. It was time to make his request that he shouldn't be buried in the land of Mitzrayim. So why does Rashi say, from here we learn that the Shechina is at the head of a chola, he wasn't designated yet as a cholah. So Maral says an idea, which is an important idea, which he mentions in many different places throughout his writings, and that is the idea of a cholah is lav dafka. It doesn't have to be somebody is sick. What's more important is shetoshas kocho, that he's gotten weak. He's no longer at his regular full vigor or strength. And the fact that his days are numbered already, where he senses, I need to prepare for my death, I need to ask my son to bury him in Canaan, he's already at the stage of toshas kocho. And anyone who's ready at that stage will have the Shechina above them. So it doesn't have to literally be sick, anybody who's weakened. Which leads to the second question of why is that? What is the reason behind the idea that when a person is weakened or is literally sick, that the Shechina should rest above, the divine presence should rest above their head? Why should that be? Says the Maral, basing himself on a pasuk in Sefer Yishayo, ki as dacha v'shafal ruach eshkon. Hashem says, where will I be shochein? Where will I dwell? Where will I rest my presence? Amongst those who are shafal ruach, amongst those who are of humble spirit or lowly spirit. The greatest thing that a person can do to ensure that Hashem will not be with them is to be what we call a gava lev, to be of haughtiness, to have one's chest held out high, one's chin up. It's all about me. Look who I am, look what I've done. That's the first thing that Hashem says, not interested. If that's what you think you're so big, I don't want to hang out with you. The first thing to do that Hashem's presence will dwell over a person is to be of shval ruach, to be of humble spirit. And that's why the Maral points out in numerous other places, we find by the ger, by the asom, by the almana, by the stranger, by the convert, by the orphan, by the widow, those who are in a natural state in life in which they are, the word broken is the wrong word, but the word of broken spirit, the word of humility, of not sensing, I can do this all myself, but just the opposite of, I need help, where the Torah always stresses, we are obligated to help such people. Such person in such a state is naturally, therefore, Hashem is always connected to that, because what he looks for is ma'od, ma'od, hevi shvol ruach. As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says to all of us, ma'od, ma'od, be very, very of humble spirit, because that is the greatest key to have the divine presence with us. Therefore, Chazal say, a chola, somebody who's sick, somebody who's tashrus kocho, even just of weakened spirit, the first thing, that you feel haughty, you feel like you're a great, you're in a compromised state. So the Shechina rests above the head of a chola, not even just literally a chola, but even anybody who's in such a compromised position. That's where you'll find the divine presence always resting on those who are of humble spirit. And the various fundamental Maharal, he mentions that comment in many different places in this idea. This is where one of the places where it comes out in Vayishtachu Yisrael al Rosh HaMitah. And Yaakov bowed down to the top of the bed, the head of the bed, where the Shechina was to be found. Rabbi Chananya.